You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. A pair of Michigan poets has just won a first-of-its-kind artist-in-residency program at the Gettysburg Battlefield. The couple, Michelle Bonzac Every and Rob Every, will spend July in Pennsylvania.
The artist-in-residency programs are set up for artists to come in and have a lengthy amount of time to immerse themselves in the park and to be free from all the stresses of everyday life and to just create. And it's also set up for educational and creative opportunities for the public. So we're there to write, to take photographs, and to engage the public in terms of the park. We're acting like a bridge between the national park and the public. We're really excited.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to interpreting the landscape and bringing it into a modern context. So we go there and we think about the history of this place and what has happened, but we also have to remember to put ourselves in that and how do we grow from the history of this place and bring it into our personal lives and grow as people in a society.
Well, and that's what I'm wondering. I mean, here you are in Michigan, speaking to you right now from Kalamazoo. Why Gettysburg?
You know,
I guess you've been asked that not just by me.
No, it seems a little strange. We're in Michigan. There's Gettysburg. Well, it's part of a national identity, so we do have a connection to it. Rob will talk a little bit about his connection to war, too. But this is such an honor. We're the first artist in residence at this park. They just spent time remodeling, restoring this historical house and farm that was actually involved in the Battle of Gettysburg. You know, we lived not too far from Gettysburg for a couple of years when I was an assistant professor in Pennsylvania. So we have our own personal connection to that landscape too, and the bounty and the farmlands and the orchards in the area.
Yeah, and when you think about it, going off of a national identity, I have two grandparents buried at Arlington who are in World War II. I also had another grandparent, so I had three grandparents in World War II. And I actually had family, the Clark family, who were fighting during the Civil War, some on the Confederate side and some on the Union side. And we have to think about how this fight for freedom has brought us as a nation to this point where we are now, where we're still fighting for some personal freedoms.
Tell me a little bit about how that history works into the kind of work that you do right now.
Well, what I do now is I'm thinking about how war and memory come together and thinking about my place in society, my place in my family, my place in my community.
For me, it has a lot to do with history and women. I mean, I've taught early American literature and women's studies at Western here, and a lot of my poetry deals with history. I've written poems about the Lewis and Clark journey and Sacagawea and trying to represent voices that aren't often heard. So I want to tell a different war story, in a sense. Talk about women, talk about civilians, talk about communities. We are so used to hearing the story from the side of the battlefield, and this affects everyone. It affects us now. I mean, it affects families. I want to write about the bakers and the shoemakers and, you know, the people writing stories, the poets from then who weren't on the battlefield.
Michelle, Rob, give me an idea of what maybe a normal day while you're there and artists in residence might look like.
Well,
or
I think it's going to change.
From,
we don't actually know yet. I think we're going to be getting up early. We're going to be taking a lot of pictures because we're going to be showcasing some of our photography as well. So we're going to walk the grounds. We're going to get out into the community, the orchards, and we're going to just find time to create. And I think having a diverse schedule, because what you write changes by where you are and what you do.
Yeah.
So we're going to plan to create art in different ways. We're going to take pictures during the day and at night. We're going to write during the day and at night, and it's going to change. We're going to be self-reflective. We're going to figure out the stories and what a lot of these people know who are there and know the history and tell it to the people who come to the park every day. And we're going to just get as much information as we can, enjoy the experience, and try to have a diverse experience within the community and with the park.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when will we get to see the outcome of all of this?
Well, when we come back to the Kalamazoo area, to the Detroit area, we hope to be able to display our photographs in galleries to give poetry readings. Our website, the Poets Below, where I actually mentor poets, we want to offer a workshop through there and maybe incorporate some of our elements and what we do collaboratively in Gettysburg. So we'll be on multiple platforms in multiple parts of the state. Mm. So if you can't make it to Gettysburg to come and see us, you can find us online and in Kalamazoo. And we want to keep working with the public and offering opportunities to create and understand human history.
Well, let's make a plan to talk to you after the artist in residency program is over and see what you've created, see what you've learned. I'm very excited to hear about it.
Be absolutely fabulous, you know, and I have to say this, we are so honored, just let me emphasize, like I'm still in awe over this, about being able to do something like this. It's really rare for artists to be given such an amount of time to focus on their art, and the National Parks Arts Foundation, it's a nonprofit organization funded entirely by donors. The people who are on the board donate their salaries back to the fund to ensure funding for future artists. So it's, you know, there's so much thanks to give, you know, to the soldiers. I mean, to you for having us on the air, to the National Parks Arts Foundation, and to every person who's actually donated and has understood the importance of art in our everyday lives, in community, in this country.
Michelle Bonzek Every and Rob Every, pair of Michigan poets. They've just won a first of its kind artist residency program at the Gettysburg Battlefield, spending the month of July in Pennsylvania. Hey, you two, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Best of luck.
Thank you.